The president has signed the new FAA funding bill. The European Space Agency celebrates a successful Vega mission. And Boeing's biggest single order ever is finalized. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, February 15th, 2012. The final piece of the long-term FAA funding puzzle fell into place yesterday as President Obama signed the $63.4 billion long-term FAA funding measure hammered out by Congress. The signing brings to an end a string of 23 short-term continuing resolutions which have funded the agency since 2007. The long-term bill means the agency can continue to develop the next-gen navigation system in a more stable fiscal environment. NATCA President Paul Rinaldi told the Washington Post the measure also allows for controllers who will eventually direct traffic with NextGen to be involved in its development. The Hill reported earlier in the week that labor unions were split in their reaction to the bill, some supporting its passage, some neutral, some actively campaigning for a veto. Monday morning saw the successful launch at 10 a.m. Zulu of the first Vega by the European Space Agency, putting two scientific satellites and seven Pico satellites into Earth orbit. Ariane Space now claims the largest range of commercial launch services. The new Vega launcher has been designed to launch payloads up to 3,300 pounds to altitudes of up to 435 miles. Ariane 5, Soyuz, and now Vega are operated from the Guiana Space Center. Ariane Space says it is the only launch service and solutions company that can place any payload into any orbit. Telecommunications, scientific, or Earth observation satellites, constellations, and missions to the International Space Station. Lion Air, based in the Indonesian capital of Jakarta, finalized a firm order this week for 201 Boeing 737 MAXs and 29 next-gen 737-900ERs. The agreement was first announced in November and includes purchase rights for 150 additional airplanes. This is the single largest order in Boeing history, measured in both numbers of planes and financially, with a total value at list prices of $22.4 billion. The 737 MAX is a new engine variant of the world's best-selling airliner. Boeing estimates it will save 10 to 12% in fuel burn over today's most fuel-efficient single-aisle jetliners and offer a 7% operating cost per seat advantage over tomorrow's competition. So far, the 737 MAX has orders and commitments for more than 1,000 planes from 15 customers. American Eurocopter has presented the U.S. Coast Guard with a certificate of commendation for attaining 1.25 million fleet flight hours on the H-65 Dolphin multi-mission helicopter. The presentation happened Sunday at Eurocopter's exhibit at Heli Expo in Dallas. American Eurocopter delivered the first Coast Guard H-65 in 1985 and has serviced the fleet since to include the fleet-wide engine upgrade program. The H-65 is certified for operation in all weather and nighttime operations, with the exception of icing conditions. Forward-looking infrared, a heads-up display, and other avionics upgrades are being installed aboard the H-65 for law enforcement operations. H-65 crews have completed night vision goggle implementation, greatly enhancing their nighttime search capabilities. There are 102 H-65s in the Coast Guard inventory. Still ahead, more sales contracts announced at Heli Expo, a big week for Augusta Westland, and a mildly and sadly ironic celebration this weekend at NASA. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call
888-359-3220. We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, February 15th. I'm Paul Platt. American Eurocopter reports that Metro Aviation has signed for five more EC-145s. The agreement is for three firm orders with an additional two options. The first aircraft is expected to be delivered next month and will join a fleet that currently includes 17 EC-145s. Metro Aviation is based in Shreveport, Louisiana, and has been in the air medical service business for over 30 years. The company currently operates a fleet of 91 rotary and fixed-wing aircraft, which includes 81 Eurocopter helicopters. With these aircraft, Metro Aviation serves 25 programs across the United States. Augusta Westland has announced that Gulf Helicopters of Qatar has signed a preliminary sales contract for 15 AW189 helicopters for use in offshore oil transport missions. The AW189 was developed to serve what the company says is a growing need for a versatile, affordable, multi-role helicopter in the 8-ton class. It'll enter service in 2014 and is optimized for long-range offshore transport and search and rescue missions. The cabin's standard configuration includes 16 seats, with options for a high-density 18-seat layout or a long-range setup with 12 seats. Augusta Westland also announced a contract to sell 15 AW119KE helicopters to Life Flight Network for use in meeting future needs for air medical transport. Aircraft deliveries start late this year and continue through to 2014, and the new machines will operate from bases in Oregon, Washington, and Idaho. The AW119KE targets the top end of the single-engine helicopter market and claims excellent performance even in high and hot operating environments. Gross weight is 6,900 pounds, with power provided by a Pratt & Whitney PT6B37A engine rated at 1,002 shaft horsepower at takeoff. Over 200 AW119 series helicopters have been ordered so far by almost 100 customers in 30 countries. And Augusta Westland has announced the appointment of Aero Aviation, based in Broussard, Louisiana, as an authorized service center in the U.S. for the single-engine AW119 and medium-twin AW139. Aero will provide maintenance and repair and maintain a spare parts inventory. Augusta Westland says the appointment supports its strategy to expand its presence and provide increasing levels of customer support. There are now 80 authorized service centers worldwide. Aero Aviation is providing support services since 1997 from a modern 80,000-square-foot facility in Broussard. And finally today, this weekend is a significant anniversary. In celebration of 50 years of Americans in orbit, NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida is hosting several events Friday and Saturday with some of the country's first space travelers. Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern, NASA Administrator Charles Bolden and Kennedy Space Center Director Bob Cabana will host an employee presentation on NASA TV with the first two Americans to orbit the Earth, Mercury astronauts John Glenn and Scott Carpenter. Saturday at 6:30 p.m., Glenn and Carpenter will participate in a ceremony at the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex, honoring all who made NASA's Project Mercury possible. The program, called On the Shoulders of Giants, will include remarks from Cabana and astronaut Steve Robinson, who flew with Glenn on his second trip into orbit on the Shuttle Discovery's STS-95 mission in 1998. Is it just me, or is it a little ironic that on the 50th anniversary, the only way we have to get people into space now is renting seats from Russia? That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.